welcome back to the Paperclip Podcast. This is Josh, joined as always by Andrew. Andrew, how's it going?
Going well, sir. Going very well. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. So this week, we're going to be covering impression share and kind of going over what that hidden metric means, what it can tell you about your campaign's overall reach, and then different ways that you can impact that. But before we get into that, I wanted to let everybody know that this week's episode of the Paperclip Podcast is sponsored by Anchor, and we'll be hearing a little bit more about them later. So also, before we dive in, I kind of wanted to go over camping. Andrew, you're into camping, right?
I would say that I am, yeah. I enjoy the outdoors very much.
It's kind of a loaded question because we've already been camping before. So,
I hate camping.
Yeah, I've changed my mind. So we've previously gone once to the Guadalupe Mountains and went ahead and did the peak hike, trucked on back to San Antonio, Texas. But one of the things I really want to do this next year is, it's going to sound funny, get out more, because we spent all of 2020 stuck inside, basically away from people, but also away from the trail. So I'd like to get back out and do a couple of trips probably this next year. So what are some places that you'd like to go to this coming up year?
Yeah. Jump in the hammock.
Right. You're a hammock camper. I forgot about that. Okay. So somewhere with trees, not the desert.
Ideally. I do like kind of setting up camp and all that stuff. It's nice. That's part of the process too. I think where I'd like to go back to Guadalupe. That peak was really, that was the first time I went, and I had fun. I'd like to go when it's a little cold, you know, like the temperature. I mean, because you were saying that even out there, there's little pockets of snow that can, I mean, it's not going to be like, you know, it's not like Everest or anything like that, but I'd like to see that. I'd also probably like to go into LBJ or, no, it wasn't LBJ. I forget which part, but it was one that we were researching.
Yeah, because we had talked about going to Big Bend too, but also I think we were going to try to go to Inks Lake at some
point.
That's
right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that might actually kind of be next, because you've got a yak, I've got a couple of kayaks. We maybe actually get out there on the lake, and they got a lot of good trails and stuff out there, but it's actually one of the premier places to go and do like nighttime photography, which I've kind of trying to dial in. I don't exactly have the right camera for that, but I'd still like to go out there and try to do some astrophotography.
I like it, dude. That'd be really cool. Yeah. Hopefully sometime in 2021, check out those trails and stuff like that. I just like being outside. I like all the things that you observe that you're really not aware of in just day-to-day life. Like, I think one time you mentioned how when you're on a trail and everything gets quiet and you're kind of like, if there's animals around you, they're observing you, and that feeling is kind of just in the air.
If you feel like you're being watched out in the woods, you're probably being watched out in the woods. Speaking of outdoor environment, let's jump into impression share to kind of get everybody educated on what we're talking about when we mean impression share. Why don't you drop that definition on them?
So impression share is kind of a complex metric to and it's really neat that Google gives us the option to even observe it. I'll basically start by saying that it's a numerical representation of how often your ads show up during a Google search. So as Google words it, impression share is a percentage a percentage of impressions that your ads receive compared to the total number of impressions that your ads could get. So impression share is equal to impressions over total eligible impressions. And eligible impressions are an estimate or a factor, including, you know, that it kind of mixes everything like your targeting settings and your approval status and your quality scores on keywords. But it basically is by definition one of those, I don't want to say convoluted, but it is, it's a very important metric. You know, you get into this particular metric when working in Google Ads for some time, because even to understand it conceptually is a little difficult. And I remember when I was first learning about Google Ads, this one always kind of threw me for a loop.
I like to equate impression share to market share. I'll ask myself, what is your Google Ads market share? What percentage of the time are you showing up in searches compared to what the total number of searches was for your targeted keyword set? That's kind of the less complicated way to think about it, because you can definitely get lost thinking about this metric and how to account for how many daily searches you're actually eligible for. But if you just think of it as market share, whatever that amount is, what percentage of the time are you showing up?
I guess to kind of go into the next thing that everybody kind of thinks about, what would be a solid goal for impression share?
So in real estate investing, my goal is an 80% minimum impression share. So if I can show up in 80% of searches for the keywords that I'm targeting, that isn't just a majority, it's a vast majority. And once I get an account to 80%, then I can start looking at how to bump numbers up from there. But at minimum, if all I ever do is hit 80%, I know that that's better than what most competition is hitting in that market. And it's better than a lot of other industries that I've been able to observe metrics from. So 80% is where I like to set that goal up for myself. It's also one of the KPIs that I mentioned from our KPIs episode. So that specific number, that impression share number, is very important to me.
Yeah, I usually aim for about that 80 mark on my lead generation accounts as well, especially for like lawyers and real estate investors. The one interesting thing too is that I've tested multiple different bid strategies as far as noticing different downticks and impression share that directly correlates to the bid strategy that you're using. And usually I'm going to be looking at this over a 7 or 14, maybe a 30. Sometimes I'll pull it all the way out to like 90-day spread of time that I'm observing. But, you know, it's one of those things that I like to be at the top of the page, because that's kind of the name of the game. And you really do need this particular KPI, impression share, is directly correlated to your budget. So a lot of it has to do with, it has everything to do with, you know, like the quality of your keywords, because you're getting the cheaper or more affordable cost per click. So you're able to allocate your budget out a little bit more accordingly. But at really one of the most important things with this one is that you do need budget to work with when trying to increase your impression share.
I'm really glad that you mentioned budget when talking about like how that's going to impact impression share, because there are a couple of things that I'm going to talk about later that budget directly affects and kind of flips a scale. And we'll go over that in just a minute. But first, we're going to hear a little bit more about this episode's sponsor, Anchor. All right, so jumping back into impression share, we've talked about what impression share is, we've kind of covered what our benchmark is for where we want customer accounts to be. If we're looking at a low overall impression share, what are some things that advertisers can do to influence that number?
The primary way to influence impression share is by increasing your budget, I'd say. I will say that usually among most new accounts or accounts that I'll take over management for, there's a few tips to make sure that the budget is getting allocated correctly and effectively. So Google will stop displaying your ads for the day once your daily budget is exhausted. And that's something to keep in mind, because if your campaign, you know, if it has a low daily budget, the budget limit is reached earlier on in the day. So a pro tip here would be to segment out your schedule. If you're looking at like 12 hours, you're going to separate everything out accordingly. From that, you'll be able to observe when your clicks are happening, and you can make bid adjustments within those segmented timeframes. So again, your ads may be generating impressions for you, but you can only generate those impressions as long as you have budgets. or budget, I should say. So increasing your budget again is primarily the way that you're going to have the most influence over your increase in impression share. Tip number two would be to make sure you're optimizing according to your quality score. So this is kind of where with Google Ads, I'd say you have to be a little bit objective, regardless of how maybe you feel about what you think would work. You always have to have your client or your, you know, the business you're working with, you have to have their business in mind. So, and there always has to be data reflecting why you're making that decision. So the more affordable you can get the click, the more click volume you're eligible for within the confines of your budget. So it's really important to stretch every dollar that you're using when it's allocated to you from the client.
If you do not have an adequate budget for your Google Ads campaign, you are never going to show up for the maximum amount of searches, or you're never going to show up in a relevant ad position. And so those are actually two of the things that I want to jump into. One thing that I know that my customers probably wonder but don't ask is, why is an impression share 100%? Like, why is it only 80%? Why is that the goal? There are two primary reasons why you lose impression share. So number one is something called search loss due to rank. Search loss due to rank is when your keywords aren't bid up high enough to be competitive with other advertisers that are bidding on the same keywords, or your keyword and ad combos don't match up very well. And what I mean by that is, if you have the We Buy Houses keyword in your campaign, you need to make sure that in headline number one of your ads and as close to the front of description line number one as possible, you also have We Buy Houses as a keyword in there. That shows the direct relationship between that keyword and that ad, and that's going to help you with your ad rank overall. You still have to have the budget to be able to bid competitively, but that is another way that you can impact your search loss due to rank. Now, the other reason that you would be losing search impression share is called search loss due to budget. And that's exactly what you've been alluding to this whole time. It's not having enough budget to make it 100% throughout the day. So most advertisers go midnight to midnight with their campaigns, but they don't always make it there. Some campaigns conk out at like 9 p.m. Others might stop showing ads at like 3 p.m. so they miss out on some of their busiest times. And it's all because they don't have enough budget. And those two metrics actually operate on a scale. If you have a $200 a day budget and you have all of your keywords bid up to the max, and you have you're going to have search loss due to budget, right? So if you take your keyword bids back down, then you'll pick up some of that search that you were losing due to budget, but you might start to lose impressions due to rank because your keywords aren't bid up high enough. It's kind of a balancing act using those two metrics and trying to figure out where the sweet spot is. And it takes a lot of time to figure out because there's also keywords that are being added in, keywords that are being eliminated, new ads being tested. But once you kind of learn how to read impression share that way, not just as the overall like 80%, you can actually start to make a lot more meaningful changes to your campaign. So that brings us to the end of this week's episode of the Pay-Per-Click podcast. We covered impression share, went over kind of what impression share is on a couple of different levels, talked about what our goals are for impression share with accounts that we manage and where we think advertisers need to be looking, and then covered some different things that advertisers can do to improve their impression share if they're not hitting goals that they have set in place for it. Again, we'd like to thank Anchor for sponsoring this episode of the Pay-Per-Click podcast. Andrew, is there anything you'd like to put out there into the interwebs before we shut it down?
I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday, and that's pretty much it.
I definitely second that. Everybody have a great holiday week next week, and we will see you on the other side.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Pay-Per-Click podcast. Remember to like, share, and subscribe wherever you're listening. And If you're getting a lot out of the show, leave us a 5-star review too. We'll catch you on the next episode.